So now we've done everything we've needed to do, and we've accomplished our objective. Now, what was our objective? To get an appointment to meet with the expired listing owner and see the property. So let's talk about what we want to do to convert that expired listing owner appointment into a good sellable listing. Now, I believe in order to accomplish this objective, you need a powerful presentation to demonstrate to this expired listing owner that you are a different real estate professional than what they had previously experienced. Let me ask you a question. What's the difference between a ho-hum and a powerful presentation? What do you think the difference is? Results, ladies and gentlemen. That's what the difference is. If you are converting, you have a powerful presentation. If not, it's not. Now, to help you have greater success with converting these expired listing owners into good sellable listings, we want to create a powerful multimedia-based listing presentation. Now, it doesn't have to be multimedia, but it should at the very least be visual-based. We live in a time and place in which people get their information in quick little visual tidbits. And so it's not good for you to have a long, drawn-out, boring presentation that people have to sit and listen to. Their real struggle is trying to stay awake. No, we want to have a powerful presentation. We want to create some excitement. We want to demonstrate how you are so much better than their previous real estate agent. Now, how are we going to do that? Well, we're going to work on building visual clues. Things that are going to stimulate the interest of your prospect. So as you're going through your listing presentation and you are presenting them with benefits of utilizing you, you want to show them something. Why? Why do we want to show them something instead of just telling them something? Well, we all know people believe more of what they see than what they hear. We also know that people remember more of what they see than what they hear. So you've got to stimulate that part of the homeowner's mind where they see something and they think to themselves, wow, that's good for me. Now, of course, there's an added benefit of having a multimedia or a visual presentation, and that is it gives you a means of staying on track. It allows you to follow a specific schedule of what you want to talk about and when. Now, ladies and gentlemen, please remember that telling is not selling. Nowadays, we really want to focus on having a consultation. Yes, your presentation materials are going to be part of your consultation, but we're really there to consult. Our job is to make an evaluation of the seller. Can I work with this seller? Is the property sellable? Are they motivated? My job is to make some evaluations of that seller. Then we want to look for dissatisfiers. Are there things that they are unhappy about? Are there specific things about the way that the property was presented the first time or the second time or the third time around that caused them concerns? What are the dissatisfiers that they have in their mind? We want to address them. See, if we don't address them, then they continue to be dissatisfiers. And if I do get to work with them, these dissatisfiers are going to pop up and be a problem for me later on. Now, one of my real objectives is to discover the motivation. Why did they want to sell in the first place? What are they trying to accomplish? Ladies and gentlemen, when working with an expired listing owner, the most important thing is to know why they were interested in selling. Does that motivation still exist? Can I refire that passion to accomplish whatever it was that they had hoped to accomplish when they first were interested in selling their property. I want to know, bottom line, do they want to sell or do they need to sell? Not always the same thing. There are a lot of people that want to sell or they'd like to sell if they can get a certain price. I want the expired listing owner that needs to sell, that has a reason to want to sell. Now, as I mentioned to you, your real objective, ladies and gentlemen, is just simply to make an evaluation of the homeowner and the property. It's important that you make an honest evaluation of the property's saleability. Is this property saleable? You know, there's a reason the term functional obsolescence exists in our vocabulary. It's because some properties really are functionally obsolete and very, very challenging to sell. And of course, as we've said, are they motivated and could you work with them? You know, some people you just aren't going to be able to work with. They're just different. You're different. You're not comfortable with them. They're not comfortable with you. And sometimes it's better to just say thanks, but no thanks. What are the fundamentals? What do you have to do to have a successful expired listing owner presentation? Well, first off, you got to show up early. If you have an appointment at 2:00 and you show up at 2:05, it's not a good indicator to the homeowners that you're going to be somebody that's going to be able to get the job done. Instead, you're going to be somebody who always falls a little short and has an excuse or a reason why they couldn't complete a task. Knock on the door and step back. I like to knock. I like to demonstrate that assertiveness. I like to let them know Bill Fields is here. Forget the doorbell. Please wear a name badge if you have one. Makes people comfortable. Makes you look like a professional. And by all means, please dress like a professional. I don't care if it's Florida in the middle of the summer and it's 105 degrees. You should still look like a professional. Remember, you're never going to get a second chance to make a good first impression. So if you don't look like a professional, it's going to be hard for them to think about you as a professional. So work hard to make a good first impression. And of course, one of the things you're going to do to make a good first impression is have a good introduction dialogue so that you don't stumble right from the very beginning. Know exactly what you want to say. Knock on the door, they open the door. Hi, are you Mr. or Mrs. Homeowner? My name is Bill Fields with We Sell A Lot Real Estate, and we had an appointment for me to see your property today at 2:00. It's now 2:05. Here is one of my cards. May I come in? I want to thank you so much for allowing me this opportunity to take a quick look at your property. Why don't you show me around your property? If you don't mind, be sure and point out to me all the special features that made you buy this property. Would that be okay with you? See, that's a nice way to get the appointment going. You sound like a professional. You ask to step in. You hand them a business card. You ask them to show you around the property. You ask them to explain to you things that made them want to buy the property in the first place. That'll get them talking. That'll get you comfortable together as we do our walk around through the homeowner's property. Now, it's very important, ladies and gentlemen, that you take time to warm the room and prepare the homeowners to hear the message that you have to deliver. What does that mean? Warm the room and prepare the homeowners for your message. Well, ladies and gentlemen, warm the room means exactly what it sounds like. If you are an entertainer and you are getting ready to take the stage, they would have a warm-up act. They would warm up the audience to make them receptive to you coming on stage. Well, you are going to be your own warm-up act. We want you to warm up the room, get them comfortable with you before we sit down to start talking about the property. So you're going to ask them to show you around the property. And as they're showing you around, don't spend all your time oohing and aahing. Ooh, that's so nice. Ooh, this is really nice. Oh, I love what you've done here. Because when you do those types of things, you're going to drive up the price of the property. And realistically, it's probably already over the market as it is. That's one of the main reasons it didn't sell. So don't ooh and ah as they're walking you through the property. You've got to take time to establish expert status. Don't go through the property too fast. What is expert status? Well, that's when you give them the chance to be an expert on something. Everybody is an expert on something. You happen to be an expert on what? Real estate. But they're not going to allow you to be the expert on real estate unless you allow them to be the expert at something else. So as you're walking through the property, find things that give you clues to discussions you can have with the homeowner to get them talking about areas of expertise that they specialize in. Maybe it's bowling, maybe it's hunting, maybe it's fishing, maybe it's sewing, maybe it's raising their children. Whatever it happens to be, find something that they like to talk about that they can be an expert on, so that when it's your turn to be an expert, hopefully they're going to allow you to have your turn as well. You want to make sure, as I said, you ask them what made them buy the property. You want to get as much information as you can, because that's going to help you when it's time to market the property if we decide we want to work with them. So your real objective during the walk around is to ask as many questions as you can possibly ask them. Mr. and Mrs. Homeowner, do you mind if I ask you a few questions? Would it be okay if I write the answers down on my legal pad here? I don't want to miss anything. Now, why do I say that? Why do I have a legal pad to write down the answers? First off, I don't want to forget what they say. And second off, it impresses them that you care enough about their answers to write them down. So, Mr. and Mrs. Homeowner, do you mind if I ask, why are you folks moving? Where are you moving to? How soon had you hoped to get there? Do you mind if I ask, what are your plans if the property doesn't sell? Have you ever sold a home before? How much experience have you had? Do you mind if I ask you, how do you feel about this move? Are you happy, sad? Is someone helping you with your next purchase? What concerns do you have about the sale of this property? Do you mind if I ask you what you felt the worst part of your previous experience was? Ladies and gentlemen, really work on being a good detective. I want you to ask every question that you can think of so that you have every answer you need to determine how best to help this homeowner. Not trying to sell them anything. What are we trying to do? Satisfy a need. How do we satisfy a need? By determining what the need is. How do we determine what the need is? By asking questions until we can answer that question. What is their need? So what does that mean? It means you've got to be a good detective. You should be listening twice as much as you talk. Have you ever thought about the fact that you have two ears and one mouth? You should listen twice as much as you talk. So let's focus on making sure we ask all of the questions we need to ask so that we can effectively help this expired listing owner achieve their goals and objectives. Now, as you're moving through the questions, make sure you are confirming with them their motivation for selling. We've talked over and over and over again in this program how important it is to keep the homeowner focused on their motivation for wanting to sell in the first place. That's how we're going to help them take the next step to success. You've got to also confirm why they feel the property didn't sell. And you might have to ask them repeatedly types of questions that will help you uncover what they feel the reasons were. And it's important that you do that because you're going to incorporate their reasons the property didn't sell into your marketing plan so that they can see you've got their concerns covered. So we're walking through, we're asking all the questions, we're setting the stage for success. And now what we want to do is we want to lead them to the table. We want to be able to sit down with them. And so we want to create the right stage for us to have success in our consultation with the homeowner. So not only are we going to lead them to the table, but we're going to eliminate any distractions. See, if you don't make the information you're going to share with the homeowner important, then they won't feel it's important. So we want to turn off the television. We want to send the kids to the other room. We want to eliminate any distractions that might keep them from being able to focus 100% of their attention on the information that you've brought to share. And I like to sit with them, not across from them. When we sit at the table, I like to put, if there's two homeowners, I like to put one on each side of me. So it's the three of us together. I don't like to sit across the table from homeowners because then it's very much like them against me. And I never want to set that up. So how are we going to lead them to the table? What is the dialogue for successfully guiding them where we want them to be? Well, Mr. and Mrs. Homeowner, I brought with me tonight some very important information to share with you and some interesting things to show you. Would it be okay if we all sit at the kitchen table so it will be easy for you folks to see what I brought to show you? Would you mind if we turn off the television for a few minutes? The information I brought is very important and can really help you folks get your property sold for the most money in today's market. You do want to receive the most money from the sale, don't you? Then you wouldn't want to miss any of the information I have to share, would you? How about if you folks sit here and I'll just pull up a chair in between you so we can all see what I brought to share? See, ladies and gentlemen, that's a nice way of setting the stage, of directing them and guiding them to where we would like them to be. Now remember, I said you have to have a powerful presentation for the homeowner, okay? Not a ho-hum presentation. So as you get seated now and you're beginning to share your information, I want you to follow the 10 steps for selling the expired listing owner what they want to buy. So the first thing you want to make sure you do is demonstrate your enthusiasm, not just for the opportunity to be there and not just the giddiness, excitement about life, but your enthusiasm about the real estate market as they find it today. You have to rekindle that excitement about the opportunity that they felt when they first put the property on the market before they went through the frustrating experience of not getting it sold. It's very important that you take control and lead the consultation. Okay, remember, you are the professional, not them. So you are supposed to ask questions that help you take the consultation in the correct direction. So make sure you're taking control and you're leading, not following. As we said, it's crucial that you communicate visually, that you have a presentation that's full of visual clues so that they will remember, they will believe, and they will see more than what they hear. Always make sure you're using go words and not no words. Go words are words that help the presentation to move forward, that help your prospects to feel comfortable about the information you're sharing. For instance, we never ask anybody to sign a listing contract. We might ask them to okay the paperwork, but we're never going to ask them to sign a contract. Demonstrate self-confidence. What does that mean? Well, it means you have to make it clear to them that you believe you are the right person for the job. I always ask in my seminars for people to raise their hand, who's the best listing agent in the room? Do you know, inevitably, more than half of the people look around the room to see who that person is? Well, if they haven't convinced themselves they're the best person for the job, how in the world are they going to convince a homeowner? I believe you got to keep your consultation with the homeowner simple. I follow the KISS rule, keep it simple, stupid. Which means we're not there to try and confuse them. We're there to try and educate them, to inform them, to make it easy for them to digest the information we're sharing. And heaven forbid, don't talk too much. Sometimes real estate professionals talk themselves right out of an opportunity because they don't know when to shut up. And your number one rule, by the way, should always be to tell the truth. And that includes telling them the truth about the market conditions and the value of the property in today's real estate market. You want to follow the ABC rule, which means what? Always be closing. Always moving them towards the finality of your consultation. And if it's a property you feel you can sell and a homeowner you feel you can work with and they are motivated to sell, we're always closing for them to say yes, to go forward and allow us to go to work for them. And at all times during your consultation, you want to remember to continue to refer back to their motivation. Because if you don't constantly talk about the motivation, then they get tied up on the issues of today, the obstacles that are standing in their way, instead of focusing on why they wanted to sell in the first place. Ladies and gentlemen, your job is to focus on changing the expired's perception, not changing their mind. See, right now they have certain perceptions about the market, about the real estate industry, about the real estate agents, about their previous agent, perhaps about you. Your job's not to change their mind, it's just to change their perception. So the first thing that we want to cover with them is what I think is the most important part of an appointment with an expired listing owner. And that's where we share with them five very important things that should have been done to produce a sale during their previous exposure in the marketplace. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, and I know, that the real reason the property didn't sell was because of the price. But it's not enough to sit down with a homeowner and just blame everything on price. They don't want that. They want to see some other explanations. They want to see some other obstacles that were standing in their way. So I want you to go prepared to show them at least five things that should have been done differently in order to produce a successful sale. Now, I like to focus on the MLS and the MLS input form. Because if you look at most of the MLS input forms, there are errors or there are items that keep other agents from showing the property. Or they keep the wrong agents or the wrong prospects from seeing the property. So for instance, I'll take an MLS input form, I'll print it out, and I'll go over all the pictures, and I'll look at the pictures, and were the pictures done correctly? Were they high definition? Were they set up professionally? Were they lighted correctly? Do they show the home in the most advantageous way possible? Then I'll look at the comments, and I'll go through the comments, and I'll explain to the homeowner how those comments are what real estate professionals read to make a determination if another agent is going to show the property. So I'll read through their comments, and sometimes there'll be things that are so obvious, like they'll have in the comment section, please don't let the cat out. And I'll explain to the homeowner that when an agent reads that and they see that there's a cat, that means that there's a cat box. And if there's a cat box, a cat litter box, that means there's cat smell. And a lot of buyers are turned off by smells. So some agents won't even show the property because they're concerned about the smell of the kitty litter box. So you have to really take some time and look for five specific things that you can show the homeowner that should have been done differently. This is a very important part of your consultation with the expired listing owner. Then once we've done that, what we want to do is we want to move on and explain to the homeowner how they're actually able to get the most money for their property. And how are they able to get the most money, ladies and gentlemen? By exposing the property to the one buyer who's willing to pay them the most money. Okay, understand, that's the only way any homeowner can get the most money for the property. By finding the one buyer who's willing to pay them the most money for the property. That makes sense, doesn't it? So to do that, to assure them that they're going to find the one buyer willing to pay them the most money, what do they have to do? They have to expose the property to all of the potential buyers that may be looking for their type of property in their particular price range. So they've got to have a plan of maximum exposure. And that's your job. This is where you lead from the five reasons or the five things that should have been done differently into your listing presentation that focuses on your plan to create maximum exposure. Now, once we've gone through maximum exposure and we've given the 10 reasons to choose us and the 10 reasons to choose our company, we've got to explain to them why price is frequently an obstacle to success. And I use the three most important words in real estate. Those three words, ladies and gentlemen, are not location, location, location. They're best price obtainable. That's really what we're trying to get the homeowner focused on, isn't it? What is the best price obtainable for this property? It's not the highest listed price. You can pick any price to list it at. But we're trying to help them sell. In order to sell, you've got to get the best price obtainable. Ladies and gentlemen, if your listing presentation is not 75% built on price and 25% on marketing, you're probably struggling a little bit to get your listings priced right. 75% of the time should be spent on pricing, 25% of the time should be spent on marketing. And in case you haven't figured it out yet, this is probably going to be the hardest part of working with an expired listing owner, so you really need to be good at it. You need to practice, 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 practice until you are comfortable with your ability to get the property priced where it needs to sell in today's market. Now, once we've done that, once we've walked through and we've gone over the five things that should have been done differently, and we've explained to them maximum exposure, and we've given them the 10 reasons to choose us, we've given them the 10 reasons to choose the company, we've gone over best price obtainable, now we want to offer them a guarantee. See, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that expired listing owners are really, really afraid of is signing up again and having another agent put them through the same thing they just went through. They don't want to do that. It's their biggest fear. So we like to offer them a guarantee that that won't happen. So we have a marketing services guarantee that explains exactly what we're going to do and what will happen if we don't do it. There's an escape clause that says in there, if we don't perform, you can be released from the agreement. Of course, it also says they have to tell us what it is that we are not doing. They have to submit it to us in writing and give us 30 days to correct it. Because I'm not going to have a homeowner just arbitrarily cancel the agreement because they wake up one day and don't like the color of the sign. So let's have a plan for our consultation with the expired listing owner. Let's know what we're going to do from the time we knock on the door until the time we get to the finality, when we ask them if they'll just okay the paperwork, we'll get started marketing right away to get their property sold. Now, if you can't get them to move forward, you got to ask yourself, is it because they lack motivation? Okay, they're not really motivated to go forward, and that's why they've decided not to? Or are they not moving forward because they don't believe in your plan to demonstrate the results that they feel they want to get from the sale of this property? Which one is it? You've got to ask yourself and you got to be honest. Because if there's no longer motivation, you can't change that. You can't create the motivation. But you can certainly change the plan that you've put in front of them to get their property sold. If they don't like the plan, let's adjust the plan. Now, if they're not motivated to move forward at this time, you can't create that motivation, then you've got to have a good follow-up plan. See, one of the reasons that agents are not good working with the expired listing owner is because they're so caught up in that immediate gratification of, I need to get it today, I need to get it today, I need to get it today. No, sometimes you're not going to get it today. You need to have an expired listing follow-up plan that's mandatory for your long-term success. Guys, no matter how good your consultation is, sometimes there are people who will not go forward. You must follow up with them. Develop yourself a follow-up plan that mixes the right combination of written communication and personal communication. So I might send emails, I might make phone calls, and I most definitely will be sending personalized handwritten notes. And I'm going to stay in touch with them because I know at some point, realistically, they are going to decide to move forward. That's why in our mail-out campaign with our postcards and our letters, we put somebody in the campaign. We stay with them month after month after month after month after month, knowing that eventually the opportunity is going to present itself for us to help them. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the success or failure of an expired listing campaign really comes down to you. It comes down to your willingness to put in the effort that you need to put in to be successful. And that includes the time that's necessary to learn this program, to learn the dialogues, to be able to say the right things in the right way at the right time. It's up to you to search out enough expireds to be able to make your expired listing campaign successful. It's up to you to implement an ongoing mail-out campaign to get those expired listing owners to contact you. If you're going to contact them, it's up to you to provide them with the information that's going to allow you to make warm contacts so that you can reach out to them and have them be glad to hear from you. See, ladies and gentlemen, these are the things that need to happen in order for you to be successful. Because the opportunities are there. The question is, what are you going to do with them? So I'd like to thank you for taking time to work with me. And hopefully, if you follow the plan, you too will soon be becoming an expired master.
Wow, this is incredible. Look at all you have learned since we started working together. Do you feel more confident? You should. You're doing great. To help you get maximum benefit from module number 4, we suggest the following tasks be completed. Implementation plan for module 4. 1, listen to module 4 a minimum of 2 times. 2, practice, drill, and rehearse the 3-step expired owner telephone approach. 3, create a powerful multimedia or visual expired listing owner presentation. 4, create your list of questions to ask the expired owner. 5, practice your dialogue to lead the expired listing owner to the table. 6, develop your pricing presentation to help the expired owner see the importance of proper pricing. 7, create your expired listing owner services guarantee. 8, start researching other expired listings and practice finding the 5 things that kept these properties from selling. 9, develop and implement an effective expired listing owner follow-up plan. 10, utilize your journal for success to track your activities and results. If there are tasks from your first 3 modules that remain incomplete, add them to this list of tasks and get them all done this week. Okay, you are ready to take on any expired listing owner in your market, so let's get busy.